Ever been in the middle of a tense conversation with someone and you're like about ready to pull your hair out because it feels like they're just talking over you and maybe they don't actually care what you think? They're just waiting for you to be done talking so they can prove their point. Yeah, those conversations aren't the best. They can be hurtful. They can leave you feeling worthless. They just feel kind of bad. Because when we don't feel listened to or heard or seen, we instinctively want to withdraw, right? That certainly is true in our personal lives, and it's just as true in business too. Take launching, for example. I believe the most important thing you can do when you're preparing to launch and actually in launch mode, and well, honestly, all the time in your business, is to listen. Read through Amazon book reviews in your niche. Find out what people are saying. Set up interviews with past clients, current clients, potential clients. Ask them questions. Learn about them. Send out a survey to your audience. Notice what's talked about in Facebook groups, and you'll hear the following. You'll learn who are you serving, what your community is literally asking for right now. What are they loving? What are they not loving? What excites them? What is getting in the way of them reaching their goals? Where do they feel like they're not being supported? Or what, if you could give them anything that they wish for in the world, grant them anything, what would it be? By listening to your audience, you know what you need to do to make them feel seen and heard. And isn't that what we all really want? For example, I was recently doing client interviews for one of my launch clients, and I spoke to about 10 businesswomen. And one of the questions I asked was, what were they reading or watching in their downtime? The answers over and over again were something funny, something light, something fiction, something to make them laugh. Every single one of them said that since the pandemic hit, they needed a break from the news and the stresses of life. A bunch said they used to watch documentaries and read nonfiction business books, and now they were watching things like Schitt's Creek, or rewatching The Office, or rereading old faves. That insight helped me to write emails for this client where we talked with The Office. We used GIFs to illustrate our points and helped us know what to lighten up our emails with. And we could also weave these insights into our copy. Okay, so now that you have an idea about how listening can be used in your copy, I'm excited to tell you I'm doing something extra special within this episode. I'm giving you a sneak peek into a clip of the training from inside my launch membership, the Launch Playbook Club. Every single month, we drop a new training and copy template to support your launches. And this one was all about how to find your messaging inside. You are listening to the Launch Playbook Podcast, the weekly podcast for service-based business owners to discover the starts, stops, and tools of transformation that go into launching their online offers. I'm your host, Sarah Vartanian, and if you want to launch your ideas into the world faster, with more success and less burnout, well, friend, consider this show your secret playbook to get you there. So I'm going to take you through the different aspects of this listening tour, the reading the internet, interview surveys, and testimonials, and show you how to collect the information that you can then utilize for any kind of copy that you're doing. I want to say that this document I'm going to show you is fluid. So it kind of never ends. It doesn't mean you have to do it all of the time, but it's great whenever you're doing a new offer that you go and do something like this, or that you over time add to this document. Because even if we write a really fantastic sales page and things are going well, there's always changes that are going to happen because the world's changing. I know that you already know, all of you here, that you know the world's changed a lot in the last year and a half because of the pandemic and everything else that's unfolded since then in the world. So what our copy maybe would have said a year and a half ago doesn't relate in the same way. We're not doing things in person. You know, people are at home with their kids. So their needs and their wants have changed. And that's why we're always going to be thinking about that and revisiting this over time. Because once we stop sort of knowing what's happening with our people, then we're not no longer connecting with them. So how this starts is, so first, actually a few things I'm going to back up. You want to do this process whenever you're launching something new. You want to do this process if you feel like there's an offer you have that's not really working or you think should be doing better than it is, because there's probably some missing information. And you're going to use all this information to help you write anything to do with your business. You can use this information to help you write your website, to help you write any sales pages, any emails, to help you come up with a lead magnet. When someone hires me for the whole full launch package that I write for them, we always start with this, and we use this to create all of the assets from the launch, right? From that lead magnet to the welcome sequence, sales page, webinar, follow-up sequence. We use this document for that all. It's really informative. It does take time, of course, but it doesn't actually, it doesn't need to take a lot of time. Like, it can take, you know, if you had a couple hour sessions a few times, you would fill this out really well. So the first part of this is to say, what are some of the resources that you already have? Where are the places that I can get information about the people that I want to work with or that I have worked with? So here's a list here of just some suggestion. So we have things like testimonials, customer interviews, surveys that you could send to a customer. Client onboarding and offboarding forms are often a really good source of information. So if you're going to work with someone, you want to ask them some questions. You'll notice you're in the membership, and I put an assessment to all of you when you joined up. I wanted to ask you some questions. And that's something that I can use, for example, to find out, you know, how, like, what's going on with everyone. Why did they come and join the membership? You can do the same type of thing. It's a great way to welcome people into a course. Or even for a one-to-one service, and even offboarding when they're done, or if they leave your program, or when they're finished, you can ask them questions. Sometimes it could be screenshots of your social media conversations. If you have a really great conversation on Instagram or wherever you use social, screenshotting those. It might be a Facebook group that either you have yourself or that you like to participate in, where you know that the people you want to work with are hanging out. So it could be with other business owners. It could, of course, be with other, you know, clients, like parent groups. Any kind of specific social media posts that you yourself have posted and you've gotten some great responses on that tell you a lot about how people are feeling. YouTube, not just your own YouTube, though, people's at other people's YouTube. And I'll say the same for social media. If you think it doesn't have to be just your social media, but if you have competitors or people in your niche, there are other people leaving comments on their posts. And so you can also go read what's happening there. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what we're looking at for soon. Also, kind of competitors, I'd make a competitor list. And I know that, like, you might not want to call it a competitor, and that's fine. But people who, again, work in your sphere, they don't have to be direct competition. Like, if it's, you know, Lily, I know you're doing sleep coaching, so it doesn't have to be another sleep coach, but it could be another, like, person who works with parents, right? Or another people who work with someone similar to you, or wellness, right? Reddit, I find an amazing source of information, because on Reddit, people post questions and people write back to them. And there can be a lot to go through, and people are fairly unfiltered there, which can be a lot, but also actually really illuminating to what's going on and what they think. Amazon reviews is a fantastic place to also go. I use Amazon reviews. I usually would try to look up a book or some books around my topic. And I like to look at the 5-star reviews and the 1-star reviews to see what do people really like and how did this help them, this book topic, and what do they really not like? And I won't look at things like what they didn't like about the author, but really like how did this not help them, or how did it really help them? Because in some of those reviews, people can be quite detailed, right? Because either they love something or they really don't love something. People tend to share a lot of information. Depending on your service, of course, Yelp could be good to, if you, especially if you have any kind of link to brick and mortar, or you are working at places that your audience goes to places where there's a brick and mortar. And then Google reviews as well. This is not an exhaustive list at all, but this is the list that I tend to lean on most of the time, and one where you will find lots of info. My top places are really Amazon reviews, Reddit, any kind of Facebook group, and then your own personal information that you can get from your client. So I like to use this first list here to make a list of saying, like, yes or no, do I have these things? And actually, like, put links to where all this information is housed, just for myself to organize it, really.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Launch Playbook Club. It's a place for service-based business owners who want to launch a course, membership, or a group offer, and are tired of trying to figure out all on their own. With weekly copy critiques and strategy calls for personal feedback, access to tech, roadblock busting Q&A sessions, monthly training around six-figure launch strategies, and templates for all your launch copy needs, the Launch Playbook Club is your roadmap to accelerate the success of your next launch without burning out. Become a member of the Launch Playbook Club at www.sarahvartanian.com/launch-playbook.
And then we'll go on to the listening tour tab.
And I've already gone over through this with you a little bit about what we're doing. We're getting to know your cold audience and we're getting to know your warm audience. And the reason we're going to get to know your cold audience is because when you were creating your lead magnet and or running a Facebook ad and list building, those are all people who do not know you yet, right? Those are all the initial interactions they have with you. And we really need to know what the people who do not know you are looking for and are needing. So that's why we want to spend time with that cold audience. So those are the places like Reddit and Amazon reviews and Facebook groups if they don't know you as well. Social media. And you want to look at your positioning within the market you're in, right? So how do you position yourself a little bit different than somebody else? And then for the interviews and testimonials, we're using those as an opportunity to dig deeper and to build connections. So a testimonial that you might have will probably really go into what people wanted, what was going on with them before they worked with you. And in an interview, it's a chance to learn more of those details that you could use for a story. So for example, I actually ran 3 interviews for a client this morning, and I have a bunch of them this week. And one of the ways I start this is I ask them to tell me what their typical morning is. And what I'm asking for this is because I want to know what they're doing. Like, how is their day unfolding? Because I can use that information to help me choose a story to share in an email that they can connect to. So most of the people I talked to, it was all women this morning, and they all mentioned, you know, before they got online for work, that they had to get their kids organized first for school, and just how there's no real flow these days anymore, right? They're just trying to make it happen. Lots of Zoom meetings, but they really feel like there's no set schedule these days anymore. And then we talked about what they were doing in their free time. So the free time that they do have, what were they reading? You know, what were they watching on Netflix type of thing? How are they spending their downtime? And again, those type of things tell me what's happening with them in a deeper way than just like, why did you buy this? Helps me get to know them and further develop. Are you clear about who you're working with and what's important to them and what they're doing? So again, this morning, out of all 3 women, they all mentioned that they're spending a lot of time this year actually reading fiction books and watching a lot of Netflix, whereas in the past they were actually reading a lot of nonfiction business books. But now that they feel like they need a break, there's just so much going on this year in our minds that they are really using that time for reading for just like a mental break. And that's not something I would have known. I could have guessed it, but I wouldn't have known for sure until we had those conversations. And I got, you know, a little bit of information about what they're reading as well. So that's why setting up some interviews can be really helpful, because maybe in one of the emails that we write, we'll talk about our favorite fiction book, or like binge watching Bridgerton from Netflix over the holidays, or whatever else. Like, they talked about Schitt's Creek, a couple of them. We'll talk about that. And it'll be a way to connect with them before we move into whatever we're selling.
Well, what did you think? Did you learn anything new about how to find out more about what's on your customers' hearts and minds? And if you like that training, then head over to saravartanian.com/launch-playbook to become a member. You'll get instant access to the whole training, plus a multi-tab spreadsheet to help you collect and sort through your research. And of course, you can come to one of our weekly copy and strategy hot seat calls if you need any feedback on how you can identify your messaging from all the research you do, what's really important to your customers. Plus, you'll be able to access all the other trainings we have inside. Thanks for tuning into the Launch Playbook podcast. If you want to get weekly launch secrets in your ears, I hope you'll hit subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. Because who knows? It could reveal just the thing you've been looking for to make your next launch a success. And be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling me how this episode inspired your launch plans. Until next time, keep putting your big ideas out into the world. I'm rooting for you.